Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
You have year-end goals. Constant Contact has what it takes to help you meet them faster. Sell more, raise more, and build real relationships with your audience with Constant Contact's digital marketing tools. Put the go in all your 2024 goals with email, social, SMS, and customized marketing campaigns built for you in just a few clicks. Now through December 4th, get 40% off any Constant Contact marketing plan for 3 months. Ready, set, go to ConstantContact.com and get started today.
Money Crimes is a podcast all about the dark side of finance and sometimes murder. Find Money Crimes on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Did you see this? Former Polish minister Peter Kolpa gave an interview with Europe's News Factory outlet. And he wants Americans to know something. He wants you to know that around half of U.S. aid to Ukraine, over $200 billion now, around half of the U.S. aid to Ukraine was actually laundered by the Ukrainians, and much was given to U.S. Democrats. Maybe that's why those Democrat lawmakers and some Republicans were waving, but mostly Democrats, Ukrainian flags on the House floor. They're obsessed with this country. Has almost no strategic value of any kinds for us. Don't let them kid you. It doesn't. Ukraine is the Kyiv, specifically birthplace of Russia in the year, a little past the year 1100, around 1105 or so. They've been fighting over that piece of dirt for 900 years. They'd be fighting over that piece of dirt for 900 more years. But Kyiv, the current capital of Ukraine, is the birthplace of Russia. You start digging into ethnic factions there, your eyes will water over. Who cares? Honestly, let them fight it out. It's their backyard, not ours. It's not our business. It's just not. Now, if Russia menaces us in some way, sure, but they haven't. It's two dictators, Vladimir Putin, Vladimir Zelensky. Let them fight it out. See, I'm serious. He's not some glorious guy who's being picked on. Don't kid yourself. Journalists have been disappearing in Ukraine, never to be seen again since Barack Obama's administration. Their State Department overthrew the Ukraine, the last duly elected Ukrainian government, attempted to assassinate the leader as he fled to Russia. Yes, the people actually elected him. There's a lot of Russian sentiment there, but we've repressed it. The government then went on a bombing run, a murderous bombing run, bombing apartments, churches, schools in ethnically Russian areas of Ukraine. That sounds like ethnic cleansing. Yeah, it was. It's why we're in a war now. We started it. More specifically, Obama's State Department started it, if you want to get technical. It's not worth dying for. It's not. It's not worth a nuclear war at all. And that was a big part of the message from former Polish Minister Peter Kolpa. He wants you to know that the wife of a former Ukrainian MP, Ihor Kovitsky, just declared $28 million when entering Hungary. She was fleeing. She wanted where your money went. He says the Ukrainian officials take a big cut off the top. They wander the rest back into the coffers of the Democrat Party. Wonder if that's true. Bet it is. For years, Ukrainian MPs, and we've covered this, have done press conferences saying the exact same thing. In fact, naming the Democrat Party officials who are responsible for it. Begging us to invest. Remember they begged Trump to investigate that he lost the election? Remember then Trump was on the phone with Zelensky? Who, by the way, is a dictator just like Putin. Don't kid yourself. He did what dictators always do. First, he disappeared the reporters. Then he shut down all non-state media, made it illegal. Then Gonzalo Lira, an American journalist and citizen, was murdered by the Ukrainian regime, tortured first, and then murdered for daring to continue reporting. Then he did what dictators always do when they shut down the media. Next obvious step, shut down elections. What do you need those for? They shut down elections. Well, since he was never elected, because he's a dictator, his last day in office passed. He's not the leader of Ukraine. Nobody is. He's just a thug who used his power to shut stuff down. Anyway, all this is related to the globalists and left now pummeling Russia with missiles in an attempt to get into a war, or at least start some kind of battle that Trump will have a hard time undoing. It's a hostage situation, really. So, yeah, I really hope that Trump will get a chance to investigate where the Ukraine money went. By the way, there was a vote in the House and in the Senate to document and oversee where the money is going in Ukraine. Yeah, it was voted down almost unanimously by the Democrats and a few Republicans in both houses. So we don't know where the money goes. That's deliberately by a decision of Congress. That's how corrupt this whole thing is. They don't want the gravy train to end, is what it is. It's not what it's been presented as at all. It's a mess. Which leads us to where we are this morning. You ever had a fight with somebody, or maybe somebody you've had a fight with, they go all passive aggressive on you? Say you're arguing about walking the dog. Fine, I'm never going to walk the dog again. You just walk the dog. You do it if you know how. Well, that's what's going on right now. Let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. Overnight, and this is all to threaten Trump, okay? France and England are now threatening to send troops into Ukraine if Trump withdraws aid. Why would they do that? Because they're NATO. So they send troops in, they get hit back, it triggers Article 5. Now by treaty, we have to get into a war with Russia. So this is very much a hostage situation. And I don't know how closely Americans are paying attention to this. The German government just put out a guide to bomb shelters. They're anticipating there'll be a war because we have been bombing Russia, and they're directing their citizens where to go when the war begins. Or how about Sweden? On Monday, after Joe Biden started bombing Russia, and yeah, Joe bombed Russia because Ukraine doesn't have the missile guidance systems to put the missiles inside Russia. Only we do. They're just cover. We're bombing Russia is what we're doing. After that, Sweden put out a survival guide advising people to stockpile food and water for the coming war. The coming war. Well, what war? Well, the war we're going to have because Joe Biden and whoever's really running the country won't stop bombing Russia. That war. All right, so the German government put out the bomb shelter guide overnight. These are all signs something is really not right. Well, FEMA, did you see what FEMA just did? Passive aggressive. They just put out a guide to the American people for surviving nuclear war. They got a lot of great tips in there, seeing as we're, I guess, going to have one. I don't know. That's the implication anyway. They said you got fit, just so you know, once the bombs start flying, and maybe if it's an EMP and they detonate it to take out our grid, FEMA wants you to know this. They just put this guide out. Yeah, you got to get inside real fast because you got about 15 minutes before the fallout hits you. Oh, and South Carolina is one of the top 12 that'll get hit the hardest. That's because of our nuke plants. They'll hit our nuke plants. That's just FEMA wanted you to know, randomly, what it'll be like in the war that's coming for no reason, because we won't leave Russia alone. What is all of this? This is a hostage situation, okay? Trump is negotiating right now. And what this war is, what this bombing of Russia actually is, think about it as a gun put to Trump's head and ultimately our head. Like, you either go along with this, you continue running money through Ukraine, or we're going to blow up the world. We're going to blow up World War III. Listen, look at this headline. This is crazy. World War III fears as nuclear warning from U.S. government highlights 15 minutes from disaster. Yes, because Russia bad. We're 15 minutes from disaster. So we bomb Russia. We cross the red line Putin has told us not to cross after we've crossed so many other of his red lines. Now he's threatening us with nuclear war, and FEMA's like, oh, here's how to survive. It's passive aggressive. It's passive aggressive. So it is. It's a hostage situation. And they're making a mess. So, by the way, France just got in on this. So France has announced, hey, we're going to pummel them with bombs too. France is also NATO. So if any of these people, and let me just understand what the goal is. The goal here is to get Russia to fire back at a NATO country. They don't care which one. That way they can go full bore on Russia and have their World War III. Now, if you're a regular listener to my Battleground America podcast, you know this is always the plan. And I'm not going to go back into that, but the war plans leak from Germany. We've had other leaks, including the prime minister of Slovakia, who's a NATO member, said, listen, they've been planning this war for 25 for a long time. It's going to be a ground war. They don't want a nuclear war. They were planning a ground war. It was going to be very popular. It was also going to be very profitable. A lot of money laundering, a lot of profiteering for, you know, this nasty stuff globalists do. So, so he ratted them out too. Germany's war plans leaked, including descriptive month-by-month plans of where, like, U.S. troops would be, NATO troops would be, German troops would be in 25. They had to wait till 25 because if they pulled this crap they're pulling now, they were afraid they wouldn't win. They had the U.K. elections and our elections, so they had to get past that before they could hold the war. But they were always planning to do it. So what you're watching right now is an abbreviated version of the war. They only have 2 months to go and get it going. Before, they were going to do it with troops. I mean, folks, they've been doing drills, 200,000 troops. Gosh, this has been going on for more than 18 months. Started like January a year ago. So, I mean, they've been planning for this war for a long time. They want this war. It's just they thought Her Highness would win and then, or Joe Biden, and then they could go ahead and hold the war in 25, complete with draft and other miseries. So they didn't get their war. So they got to go fast. I mean, all the military contractors donated all the money for the election. That's where the billions came from. And they want their war. They're broke. I mean, you know, Afghanistan's done. So they need a war. And so they got to get one fast. And that's why the bombing's going. That's why we have the hostage situation of France and UK saying they're going to send troops in on the ground. So just pray they don't do anything we can't undo before Trump is inaugurated and can stop this. By the way, the head of NATO flew into Mar-a-Lago this weekend, spent time with Trump. So they're obviously negotiating. He's obviously trying as best he can to stop this without violating the law, without violating the Logan Act. Hopefully it'll be enough. And Vladimir Putin keeps his head and can withstand. I hope it doesn't become bombing every day. I don't, but it looks like it will.